This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Nagatik. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you now. We glorify your name. We praise your holy name. Lord, there is none like you. And Father, we thank you for just blessing us, giving us another chance again to come to the place of worship, that we may offer to you a sacrifice of praise, and that we may worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, we thank you now. Thank you for all of these people. These are the sheep of your pasture. Father, thank you for all of them being in your hand, and no man can pluck them out. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that cures and cleanses us and connects us to you and covers us. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Ghost who you've given to us, to guide us and to give to us what belongs to you. We thank you, Lord, for the word that strengthens and sustains us through all that we might encounter. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, that you've loved us from the very beginning. And Lord, that you've anointed us for this very moment. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for the healing that comes from knowing your word. We thank you, Lord God, for the salvation, the liberty in which we stand. Father, we thank you that you looked over the celestial banisters of heaven and poured us out a blessing that we don't have room enough to receive. Father, we thank you right now. Father, we thank you for clarity of thought and precision of speech. Thank you that my tongue is being as the pen of a ready writer, and the hearts of the hearers will be the tablet in which I shall write upon the word of faith, the word of God that brings healing, deliverance, power, peace, and even prosperity to those that hear and believe. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for you're worthy. You're worthy. We adore you. And Father, after you've touched these people and after you've allowed the preached word to come through me, Father, after we've worshiped and praised you, after you've saved, after you've healed, after you've delivered, after you've done all you want to do, Lord, we will be careful to give you the glory and the praise. And Father, we will join in with the many winged seraphim, the many eyed cherubim, that chant and declare one to another that you are holy, God. You're holy, God. You're holy. And your glory fills the earth. We thank you and we pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Here is the fourth step. The fourth step is that we need the power of the Holy Ghost. In order to have revival, you need the power of the Holy Ghost. It's nowhere around it. Amen. It's nowhere around it. I know some people try to downplay it, but we're going to upplay it tonight. Amen? Right. Amen. Angel, I wish I had somebody here that say, I'm blind like that preacher. Sometime I hope things will change and it don't look like it. And I feel like I might want to give up. But something down on the inside of me telling me to go ahead. I wish I had somebody here that said, even when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God lifts up a standard and he lets me know that I can run on because I know what the end's going to be. Do I have anybody here that say, I've been like that preacher you talking about, this martyr? I've been the one that they lied on, but I still stood my ground. I've been the one they talked about, but I went right there and helped them out. I've been the one that's been plucked up and replanted over here. Look like they mowed me down, but I got some new growth and I'm starting to grow again. Do I have anybody? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I look at the scripture here, he said, you shall be witnesses. When he said that he's not commanding them to go witness, he said, you will be witnesses. In other words, it's a natural thing when you get empowered with the Holy Ghost that you automatically be a witness. It's a natural thing because you know what? The devil know who got the Holy Ghost. You just don't know who has the Holy Ghost, because the ones he give hell to is the ones that got the Holy Ghost. Now, come on and say hallelujah. The ones that he lie on are the ones that he know has the Holy Ghost. The ones that say, you know what, I'm not going to retaliate, but I'm going to praise God just like the apostles did. I praise God that they were worthy to be beaten for his name's sake. And Paul said, I don't glory in anything else, but I glory in my infirmities, knowing that it's going to be all right. The reason he can glory in his infirmities is because he said in his word that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Now, preacher, what are you talking about? Here's Al's theology. In other words, the things that I'm going through ain't even worth mentioning in the same sentence with the things God are gonna do for me in my life. I wish I had somebody here that said the things that I'm going through, I don't need to mention how bad I had it. I just know how good I got it because Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Don't come on and say amen here. Oh, let me slow it down. I got to give you what God is saying. Amen. He says that this thing, when he said be witnesses, witnessing is going to be a natural thing. It's going to be natural. That's the first thing. It's going to kick in. You're going to do that anyway. But you know what else is automatic? Power is automatic when you got the Holy Ghost. Come on and say amen. You got to operate in the power that God has given you, the dunamis that God has given you. Now, I told you that what happens when you've been, when the Holy Ghost come upon you, the first thing is that he reveals something to you. And you become a record of sort, amen? But then I want you to understand that there are some results of the Holy Ghost being upon you, amen? And so when you become a witness, but then you come with power. Mm-hmm. Because his presence bring what? Power. And when you talk about power, we're talking about dunamis. We're talking about explosiveness, amen? We're talking about the ability to blow up. Yeah. You know how you got dynamite or you have firecrackers, whatever it is, but it's packed real tight. And then if you light the fuse on it, if you light the stem on it, some people call it, then it blows up, and then whatever's on the inside, it becomes, it blows up and it comes on the outside. And you can see it floating in the air. I wish I had somebody. And you know what I like about the power of the dynamite is that when it touches something or when it hits something and it blows up, whatever it touches or whatever it hits, it alters or it changes what it looks like. Y'all help me now. Look at the results of this dunamis. Look at the results of this power. In other words, whenever, I like to watch westerns, and I watch westerns that when, you know, they were building the railroad. I'm going to tell you because I might not be able to say that word in the pulpit because somebody might get offended. Amen. But On Wheels, that's the show I watch. And what they would do, they would take dynamite. When they run into a mountain, they would take dynamite and they would knock a hole, and they would stick the dynamite in, light it, and they would blow up the mountain until they get a tunnel through, or until they move that mountain out of the way so they can put the rail tracks down. Now, what I want you to understand is that this goes along with our faith. Because what do you do in order to remove a mountain? We say we have faith, but you really got to blow up. Because you got power on the inside of you. You really have to blow up on some situations. I wish I had somebody here. You need to become like the hawk and say, you may not like me when I'm spiritually angry, because some things may change. I'm not going to look the same. I'm empowered when I get spiritually angry. Oh, come on and say amen. When I groan in the spirit, something is about to happen. When Jesus groaned in the spirit, Lazarus got up from the dead. I wish I had somebody. When Jesus got angry spiritually, he overturned the money changers in the temple, and he said, this is going to be the house of prayer. I believe that we need some folks to blow up in this day. I believe we need some people to blow up in society so that we can make a change for the better. And whenever you see a dynamite, a stick of dynamite hit a piece of wood, it blows it to smithereens. There's some things that are in our way, we need to blow it up. There's some people we need to blow up on so they might be changed, so they might be real. I wish I had somebody. And I'm not talking about blow up as in on fighting or whatever. I'm talking about blow up and let them see what's on the inside of you, and what's on the inside of you gets on them, and then they in turn start acting like you, and then they blow up on another person and they start changing, and before you know it, you got a group of people that you just won to the Lord because you decided to let somebody light your fuse and blow kaboom, blow up. I'm explosive. I have power on the inside of me, and when you're explosive, people ought to fear you. People ought to be careful how they treat you, because the Bible said, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. But we're living in a day that people will run down the church. They don't care what they say about the church. They don't care what they say about the preacher. And they don't care what they say about the people that are in the church. They run down the church. And you know what's even worse than that? Is people from other churches that run down their brother and sister from another. I wish I had somebody. We got to understand something here. That the result is that we actually hurt each other when we do that. But we need to learn how to come together, because I found out that one stick of dynamite may blow up a spot. But if you take a whole bunch of dynamite and drop it in one spot, it'll clean some things off. And what I'm trying to say is that once we all get together and we have the power of the Holy Ghost and we blow up, we can clean some things out of our life. We can clean some things in society. We can make some things right. That's the result of you having the Holy Ghost, is that you have dunamis. You have power. Power from on high. Oh, hallelujah. We have power from on high. I'm almost done. He said you need to be witnesses to Jerusalem and to Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. He said that you need to be witnesses in Jerusalem. In other words, you need to blow up in Jerusalem. You need to learn how to let your power be exercised in Jerusalem, which represents the worship center. You need to learn to let your power be explosive in the church house. Oh, I wish I had somebody. In the place of worship, that's where you need to start at. He said, not only that, but you need to show the power of the Holy Ghost in Judea, not only at Mount Pilgrim, but in all Clarence and Natchitoches Parish. You need to learn how to let it happen. He said, and in Samaria, that means that in the places where you wouldn't normally go, you need to make sure that people know that you are explosive, that you have the power of the Holy Ghost. He said, but even in the uttermost parts of the earth, he said that word uttermost also means the lower parts. In other words, you need to go into some of the lowest places, and you need to be able to change what you see in the low places. Oh yeah, the mere fact that Mount Pilgrim is in this area should change some people's lives. The mere fact that you are on your job should change some people's lives. You ought not be able to let your enemy stay an enemy to you. You ought to win your enemy to the Lord. Do I have anybody here? Oh, I know you're saying, preacher, that's too much. You don't know what they did to me. You don't know what they said to me. Well, they did it to Jesus first. They said it about Jesus first. If they do it in the green tree, what do you think they'll do in the dry tree? Oh, preacher, I don't know if I can let that go. Well, you better let it go, because God won't hear you if you got that mess in your heart. I wish I had some people here today that realize that God won't hear you if you got bitterness in your heart. You got to let go and let God have his way. You got to be able to change some things and change some people. Things ought not be the same once you come on the job. It might have been a whole bunch of people doing a whole bunch of stuff, but now they want to pray in the morning. Now they want to have Bible study. Now they want to hear what you got to say about the word of God. They may not go to church, but now they want to know what happened at your church on Sunday. What did the preacher preach about? What song are you singing? Could you tell me how you pray? Because I want some of the stuff you got, and I need to know how you prayed about it. I wish I had some people in here today that I was preaching to. Maybe I'm preaching at the wrong church tonight, but I want you to know that is a result of you having the power of the Holy Ghost. And last but not least, the Holy Ghost, when it comes upon you, he reveals to you, he gives you results. And he causes you to reach. You need- need to start where you are. If you take the P off of preach, you got the word reach. Whenever we preach, we ought to be reaching somebody. When we stand in the pulpit, we ought to pull people out of the pit. It ain't no time to throw off on people. Ain't no time to put folks down. Ain't no time to fight your personal battles of what you think. I heard and they say the two biggest lies ever walked the face of the earth. I wish I had somebody here that said, I'm not going to use the pulpit as my some type of entertainment piece, but I'm going to use the pulpit to pull the people out of the pit. It ain't no time to put on airs and act like you somebody when God says you just a servant of his. Oh, come on and say amen here. We got to start to reach people. And you know, we got to do like it. We got to get together and do like they did on the day of Pentecost. Acts 2:1 says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place. They were all with one accord. And the Spirit of God came in like a rushing mighty wind. Y'all going to help me preach? Or you just going to look at me tonight? He said the Holy Ghost came in like a mighty rushing wind. The first thing they did, they came together in one place. See, we can be in one place, but we can't all agree all the time. But what he said, they came on one accord. When you get on one accord, then things begin to happen. God said, how can two walk together except they agree? He said, if two touching anything, agreeing in earth, that the Father in heaven will perform that thing. Do I have anybody that's agreeing with me now that it's time to close it up? Come on, help me close this message. He said that they were in one place and had one mind. They were on one accord. What I want you to understand here is that it started out over 500, but it ended up only 120. See, everybody can't stay with you. Everybody not going to hold on with you. Everybody's not going to tarry with you. Oh, come on and say amen. I've been running for Jesus quite a long time. And some people started out with me. They're not here with me now. I know they'll leave. But I'm going to stay right here till the power moves me. I'm going to stay right here till the Holy Ghost shakes me. I wish I had somebody that said, I've been shaken by the Holy Ghost. Come on and say yeah. Say yeah. Yes. But he said when it fully came, they heard a sound like a mighty rushing wind. What we got to understand is that wherever you hear power, there's going to be a sound. Come on and say amen. You crank up your car, there is a sound. You crank up your computer, there is a sound. Turn on your TV, there is a sound. So what I'm trying to tell you, if you're going to be powerful, you got to make some noise. Oh, I'm cranked up now. Oh, they tune me up now. Oh, they turn me on now. And now I'm about to tell them what thus said the Lord. They can be talking all kind of junk, but as soon as they push your button, you say, I'm powered up. And I'm ready to tell them what God wants them to know. Come on and say yeah. Come on and say yeah. We got to know what the Spirit of the Lord is. There is liberty. Oh, come on and shout hallelujah. I'm liberated. I can shout. I can praise God. I can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I can cast out devils all because of the power of the Holy Ghost. I can stand before my enemy, and the Bible tells me that I can love my enemies. Do you know why you got the Holy Ghost? It's some things we couldn't do on our own, but the Holy Ghost helps us to. I can't turn the other cheek, not on my own, because I want to do something else. But when the Holy Ghost is upon me, I can turn the other cheek. I can't pray for them that despitefully use me. I normally pray God give them, but because of the Holy Ghost that is down on the inside, now I can pray for the liars. I can pray for the backbiters. I can pray for the gossipers. Come on and say yes. Come on and say yes. Jesus. I can do some things that I couldn't do on my own. I can love my enemies. I can love my neighbors. Come on and say yes. All because of the Holy Ghost on me. Come on and say hallelujah. But when I look at what the Holy Ghost will do, the Holy Ghost will arrest you when you get ready to do something that you know you shouldn't do, or whenever you say something that you know you shouldn't have said, the Holy Ghost convicts you. He does not condemn you, because condemnation means that he can't live there, but conviction means that he's still there. Do I have a witness? Because some of us fall into stuff. When we fall in our sin, if you get convicted, that means he's still there. Oh, come on and say amen. If it don't bother you, you better check yourself. Say yes. But when the Holy Ghost is there, he will guide you. He will teach you. He will give to you. Oh, come on and say yes. Come on and give God glory. Oh, come on and say yes. But when I look at the Holy Ghost, Jesus said the Holy Ghost, he is around you, but he shall be in you. When I talk about that, we got to understand the Holy Spirit, he was in Jesus. Jesus said, what I got to do, I got to die, because I'm limited here. But when I die, I'm going to have more power, because I'm going to be able to be everywhere at the same time. I'm going to be all in all. Do I have a witness here? So Jesus died, and he gave up the ghost. And when he gave up the ghost, he said, Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit. But then he also said, I'm going to pray to the Father, and he'll give you the Holy Ghost. So the Spirit came out of Jesus, went to the Father's hand, and on the day of Pentecost, he poured it out on 120 folks. I wish I had somebody, and he's still pouring it out. If you want the Holy Ghost, he said, all you got to do is ask. Oh, come on and say, yeah. He said, how many of us give good gifts to our children? And then God said, he's better than you, that he'll give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him. Come on and say, yeah. But when Jesus died, he didn't stay dead, but the power of God raised him from the dead. Do I have a witness? He said, with all power, all power. Now, there's the Shroud of Turin. I don't know if you ever heard of it, but it's the shroud that Jesus was wrapped in. They said you can see the print of Jesus' body. They said the only way it could be made is if it was an x-ray. It's kind of like an x-ray picture on a piece of cloth. And what happened then, what you got to understand, is it was an x-ray. It was the power of God that lit up and caused the print to be on the shroud. So it made the print of Jesus' body. I wish I had somebody. Say yeah. But let me close now. Let me tell you what you got to do in order to be filled with the Holy Ghost, in order to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. You got to first be saved. You got to be sanctified. You got to say, God, for you I live, and for you I die. And I'm going to close with this story. There was a little boy who had been with his mother, and she went shopping. And when she went shopping, the little boy played with the toys. And by the end of the day, the mother was looking for him, but the little boy had fell asleep. He had fell asleep behind the bench. She could not find him. She called a security guard. They looked everywhere for him. They could not find him. So the mama went on. They said, you need to go to the police and file a missing child report and sound the Amber Alert. They closed up the shop. The mall was shut down, and here was a security guard. He walked through and he saw some little feet. He went in the store. He waked the boy up. He said, are you lost, son? He said, yes. I bet you that boy, you're the one that they're looking for. He said, son, do you know your phone number? No. He said, son, do you know your mama's address? No. He said, I don't know the address, and I don't know the phone number. He said, well, come on and let's go. They jumped in the car, started driving down the road. He said, son, you don't know where you live? He said, anywhere in the vicinity? He said, no, I don't. But I tell you what, he said, if you can just get me down the street, and down the street from my house, there is a church. On top of the church, there is a steeple. If I can just see the steeple, on top of the steeple, there is a cross. If I can see the cross, I can get home. I want you to know tonight, if you can just see the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart roll away, it was there by faith. I receive my sight, and I'm happy all the day. Anybody happy? Ain't nobody happy but me. I shout myself, I glorify God myself. Say yeah, say yeah. I say, won't God bless you? Won't God keep you? Won't it be a friend when you seem friendless? Won't it be a mother when you're motherless? Won't he heal you? Won't he touch you? Won't he pick you up? Won't he give you hinds feet? Say yeah. Won't he want it? Won't he want it? I say, won't he want it? Tell your neighbor, I have some won't he want it moments. Sometimes I have them when I think about what God has done. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, I stop my car, put my foot on the brake and say, won't he, won't he, won't he, won't he. Sometimes when I think about what the devil tried and he didn't do it because God was on my side, I say, won't he, won't he, won't he, won't he. Sometimes I have a won't he, won't he moment. Anybody here, do you have any won't he, won't he moments? Have you been in the hospital? They thought you were going to be gone, but won't he, won't he, won't he, won't he. Have you ever been lied on and they say he ain't coming out the house, he can't show his face? You show up to church, go to Walmart and stop in aisle 13 and say, won't he, won't he, won't he, won't he. Ever had bills due, didn't know where the money coming from, but you said, God bless me, he made a payment for me. Won't he, won't he. Your light should have been cut off last week, but they still shining. You ought to stand to your feet and give God a dance and say, won't he, 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 won't he. Tell your neighbor, ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, do you have any moments that you can say, won't he, won't he to? I got plenty of moments that I can say, won't he, won't he to? When I should have been up in the midnight hour, he let me sleep. Woke up in the morning and say, won't he, won't he, won't he, won't he. Say yeah, say yeah. I know he's all right. Help me close this thing. Tell your neighbor, I don't know. Come on, talk to your neighbor. Touch your neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, I don't know how you feel about him, but say it like me. Say, I know he's all right. Now ask them, do you know it? Do you know he's all right? Have you tried him? Do you know he's able? Say yes. Say yeah. I may not know three things. I may not know two things. But one thing I know. I know he's all right. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Would catch on fire. I wish somebody saw. Would catch on fire tonight. I wish you would catch on fire and burn with the Holy Ghost. I wish I seen some burning bushes out there. Something that's burning but not being consumed that'll draw me near. I wish I had a few people that say, I'm willing to burn. I'll come on and say, yeah, burn with the Holy Ghost. I know he's all right. Woo! I feel good. I know he's all right. See, you don't know like I know what the Lord's done for me. You can't tell it like I tell it. What the Lord's done for me. Oh, come on and say it. I remember a time when I got sick in my body. Didn't know what was wrong with me. Went over to the doctor, over to the hospital, and they told me, son, you should be stroked out. Y'all don't know why your blood pressure's so high. I sat there and said, I wonder why. But I knew I was feeling bad. My leg hurt so bad. I told him, if you take it off, I don't mind. Just give me some peace. But I found out that even when the devil mean it for bad,